you're listening right now, I want you to picture this scenario. You're on your way to practice or running late for a game. We all do it. You hop in the car, you get it started. Just like that, boom. Tire pressure light comes on. Brakes start squeaking. Dashboard lights up like the stadium lights on a Friday night. But don't stress. Relax. Take it to McMahon's Best One Auto. They got you from quick oil changes and flat tire repairs to brakes, alignments, and engine diagnostics. And just like that, they'll get you back on the road fast. That way you don't miss practice, the game, or hanging out with your friends. With 8 locations in Fort Wayne, New Haven, Lima, Ohio, and Bryan, Ohio, McMahon's Best One's got your back. So why wait? Schedule your appointment today at McMahon'sBestOneTire.com. McMahon's Best One, keeping you ready for game day. The 260 Dugout Podcast is sponsored by McMahon's Best One Auto, GSP Hitting, and Old Fort Baseball Company.
Yeah. DC. Turn the lights on the diamond. Man. This that 260 Dugout. Mic up, DC in the chair, talking Fort Wayne dirt, red clay in the air, from the sandlot days, scrape knees, hand-me-down gloves to park view nights, packed seats, hometown love, summer city sluggers, little homies with a dream, right. Little league lines, chalk bright, fresh seams, ask the guests how it started, how they carried the doubt, now they legends in the making on the 260 Dugout, yeah, it's that 260 Dugout, pull up, let the stories come out. From the cages to the lights, that's what we about. Four ain't on the cow, we ain't never gonna bow out. 260 Dugout.
Say it.
Say it. 260 Dugout.
Louder.
From the kids to the pros, that's the route. Every dream gets a swing in the 260 Dugout.
And we are here broadcasting live here on the campus of Indiana Tech in the field house because there's still snow on the ground and we wanted to stay warm. I pulled up and asked Coach McWilliams, I said, dugout or field house? And he left me on red for a little bit, probably questioning my probably stupid question. It's cold outside. It's like 30 degrees and there's still snow on the ground. So where do you think, DC? So we're in the field house today, but we are broadcasting live from Indiana Tech and we have our season previews. We got them underway last week with St. Francis. We had Coach Butcher and Casey Orabello on the podcast last week, and now it's time to move over to Indiana Tech, where I spend a lot of my time as well. You know, grew up in this area, so I always would just walk down the street as a high school kid, would come up. I had a teacher that was a coach here for a little bit, so I even wanted to show him some love. So I've been at Indiana Tech for a long time watching these Warriors, and someone else that's been here a while that, you know, is still rolling, still producing some great baseball here for Indiana Tech, that is Coach Kit McWilliams joining us on the podcast. Coach, how you doing?
Good, DC. Thanks for having me, man.
I always love having you, and I'm glad to have you once again this year. But a little bit of a different conversation is last year when I think we talked. I don't think you guys have played a game yet or even come close to even going on the field because you were one of my first interviews. So very excited to actually have a little bit more to talk about this time as you guys have already had, you know, a few games. You just come off a sweep, you know, against Cumberland this past week. So let's start there, Coach. It's got to feel good to start off that way with the
yeah,
sweep.
Yeah, it did. The guys played really well. We hit well. We were just we weren't easy outs. They earned every single time they got our hitters out. We pitched it really well, defended it well. And we actually done pitching and defense really well for the first two weekends. We opened up with Midway two weekends ago, and they kind of exposed us a little bit offensively. But I got to hand it to the coaching staff. We really got better last week in practice to get ready for Cumberland, Kentucky, who's ranked sixth in the country. So yeah, big wins for us. Proud of the guys, but now we just got that target on our back, and we got to keep growing. We've got to keep getting better every week in practice. So we'll see how we do this weekend against Campbellsville.
Yeah, you started early with something that I wanted to bring up too. You know, a big fan of big fan that I am of Beach Harmon, mm-hmm. and he's a fan of the pod as well. As you know, he's out this season, so you have a little bit of a different coaching staff under you. So talk
sure.
a little bit about that change.
Yeah. Beach had to leave us. Had a lot of stuff going on and everything, but we brought on Justin Huff, who was an assistant coach at Purdue Fort Wayne. Mm. So he's on the coaching staff now, and he's helping with the hitters and infielders and really doing a great job with our base running. And then Coach Luke Huerta, who played here, we brought him along, and he's doing a great job of helping out with the defense and the outfielders and the hitters as well. So two new coaches on staff, and they're doing a great job.
Yeah, so when I talked to Butcher last week, you know, They were just coming back from the South. You know, they were down South and struggled a little bit. So our conversation today is a little bit different because, you know, you guys have put together a couple of wins. But how do you approach, you know, because I've honestly lost count of what season this is for you.
Yeah, 20th year, I think.
20th? Yeah. I thought that was last year.
It might have been. Might be 21.
See, look, you're losing count too. See what I'm saying? So, yeah, like, how do you approach, you know, as we're in 2026, you know, what are, you know, every season's different, I'm sure. So how are you approaching this season? What are some goals? What are some things that you're looking at for this team?
You know, what we're really focused on right now with this team is just get to the next pitch. And you know, talking about breaking down a game, you know, there's 150 so pitches on each team. And so if you look at it, each pitch kind of has a life of its own. And so if you can get to that next pitch and not worry about what the success or the unsuccess of the last pitch is or last play, then you're on your way to grow and keep getting better. And that's what we really focused on a lot last weekend, and we did it well. We had a little struggle against Midway. We had some distractions going on, but, you know, just with, you know, maybe a call didn't go our way or something like that. And so we just had to get the guys back on track. You know, that's what we're really focused on, is just getting to that next pitch, play some great competition, compete at a high level. And we talked about it the first opening meeting of the spring is kind of staying in the light, you know, because baseball is one of the most self-esteem destroying sports out there. You got to stay positive to keep growing and keep going with it. So yeah, and the guys have doing a pretty good job with that. I'm pretty proud of them.
You should be. You know, I've seen a lot of highlights of this team, you know, scrolling on my Instagram feed, seeing a good start to the season. So tell me about some of the guys. I think you even got a player from Purdue Fort Wayne, you know, with that turnover, with that program, you know, getting rid of their baseball program. But tell me about some of the guys that people can come down to Anthony and check out.
Yeah, I tell you, our offensive lineup, I think, can be a threat, you know, 1 through 9, that batting order. Then we still got, I think, 3 or 4 guys that don't play necessarily every day right now, but they could later. But I think offensively we got it. We got some pretty mature players. We're a little bit more veteran type of players with seniors and juniors. You know, so, you know, you got Jack Ferguson behind the plate who's done a pretty good job. We moved Ben Morrison, who was fourth year with his starter for us on varsity. We moved him over to first base, and we had 2 shortstops last year. Noah McEldowney and Keelan Dunkel, and Dunkel ended up getting injured about the 10th game of the year, and he missed most of the season. But now we got them both in the lineup. We got one playing second, one playing short. Bryson Hanna, junior hitter, cleanup hitter for us at third base. You know, outfield, got a sophomore, Garrett Rainey, out there. And then got a transfer, Dane Richards, come in from the outfield, does a nice job. Jorge Santana, Lou Rybarczyk. You know, Logan's his real name, but they call him Lou. So we got him and you know, Jacoby Roberson, a senior that can also play in the outfield. So they're doing a really good job for us. I think, though, with that being said, with our skill guys and our hitting, I think our strength, DC, is our pitching. And I think we're so deep on the mound. We got, right now, we're looking at maybe having 3 sophomore starting pitchers in our rotation and 1 senior. But our bullpen's a bunch of seniors and juniors that can get the job done. And we're returning Colton Leatherman last year. He pitched over 50 innings for us as a reliever.
Seen that.
You know, and so he got 2 saves this weekend. He got a save. Yeah, he's got a save his first weekend, too. So he's got 3 saves and 3 appearances so far this year. And then you got guys like seniors like Danny May, Cade Robinson, who
– Cade Robinson's still here?
Yeah, Cade Robinson's still here. So – it's the final year. So, you know, got them that has a lot of innings experience for us in relief the last 4 years. And then you got the starting pitching. You got Noah Redmond, who went to Heritage High School. You know, Noah's been working really hard. He struggled at the end of the year last year through to a knee injury. But now he got surgery on that, and he's looking really good. And so he's going to probably be in that rotation. And then got a couple other sophomores that we really like. Austin Byford from Southern Indiana, and then Ben Hammond, who's going to get his first start this weekend as a sophomore. He's from Fishers High School. But Luke Myers is the senior who started this weekend and did a great job. He has been with us for 4 or 5 years, battled through some injuries, But he can throw the pill in there pretty good too. So yeah, I think pitching wise is really going to be one of our strengths. We added a couple transfers, good freshman players coming in and just to kind of help us reload. So we're pretty excited about this season.
Yeah, something that I don't think I've ever asked you, because pitching has usually been a strength here. So like, let's start there. Like, what are some intangibles? Because, you know, with recruiting, you know, it's changed a lot. And It changes every year, to be honest, on what, you know, what is out there, what you're looking for. So
yeah,
what is a prototypical pitcher that you look for at the high school level?
So listen.
Or even college level that you want to bring in.
Right. So, DC, what we have to do at our level, when we recruit the high school kids, we have to find kids with certain, tangibles that we know that they're going to keep growing with. They might have one or two tools, but we got to help develop the other three or four tools. So I mean, we look for guys who can throw three pitches for strikes in high school. They might not have the velo at the time, but once they get here, they're going to get the velo. And the way our strength conditioning coach works the guys, the way our guys work in practice, the way our coaching staff helps develop these players, I mean, it's just they get better while they're here. And at the Division I level, they recruit kids who are already developed, and they don't really do much development there.
Right.
It's like you come in and you got to play, and if you don't, we'll get rid of you, and we'll bring somebody else in.
Yep.
But here's totally opposite. I think here we got to have the coaching staff to take the time and the patience to develop these young men and get better. And, you know, you look at Noah, he was mid-80s in high school. You know, he's already 92, 93 now. And so...
He's only a sophomore,
yeah,
right?
He's only a sophomore. So I mean, you know, that just right there shows that his hard work and dedication, our strength conditioning program, has really benefited some of these guys. Austin Byford's the same way. He was mid-80s in high school, and now he's up there at 90, and he's only a sophomore. So, I mean, yeah, so I think it's just really, you know, if you can throw three pitches for strikes in the high school level, you can still grow and gain that velocity as your body's maturing and everything, especially in your 18 to 22 years old. Mm-hmm. And so the junior college guys are great. We get a handful of those guys every year. It's hard to get them to develop because why? Number one is they only have 2 years with us.
Right.
And number two, a lot of them have already done growing with their growth spurt. But we really like bringing in the freshmen. We really like the high school kids. We develop them. We get them better. And, and I think that's where I think the best coaching at the college ranks is in the small colleges. Because at the Division I schools, I mean, you know, they got some guys and they got the money and the budget to have the the Daktronics, this and that, or whatever, the stuff that they just, you know, can show them on a screen. But they're not really working with them and having the time to work with them to develop them. I think they're just basically in the business of show and go, and we got to be in the business of show and grow, you know. Kind of how we have to look at it.
I like that. And so what about changing gears a little bit? So, like, while pitching I feel like would be a little bit easier to scout, I feel like hitting is a little bit harder because, like, everyone, I feel like, especially at the high school level, faces different levels of competition.
Yeah.
And so, like, what do you look at for hitters coming out?
Hitters, yeah. I mean, you can take a look at their swing. If it's a short, compact swing, then you know they're going to get some juice, even if they don't have that strength at that high school level. You got to look at the speed. The speed helps. And I know this sounds kind of maybe a little corny, DC, but if they're not good students, then they're not hard workers. They don't accept challenges at every challenge. You know, I think we look at the grades, we look at the speed, we look at how they handle adversity when they do face it. We also look to see their strikeout walk ratio. If they got more walks and strikeouts, then we know they're going to be a patient hitter. They're going to grow when it comes to our approaches offensively. So yeah, there's a lot of things in there that we look for. But if you love to have a guy comes in, hits 20, 30 home runs in high school, you know, but that might not happen very often anymore. But you've got to really kind of just have them show and grow as well with the development of the approaches and the strategies and the strength conditioning and all that. So, yeah.
Yeah, that's good stuff. Good advice for the kids, too. That's why I ask those questions. I know we have a lot of high school kids that listen to these podcasts as well. So try to get them to listen.
Yeah.
You know, college coaches are on here, so I try to get as much information passed on as possible on what you guys are looking for. So I wanted to make pick on you a little bit.
Okay.
As, you know, I looked at the roster, and you have like two or three Fort Wayne guys. What happened, Coach? I know, you know, typically you guys show a little love in the 260. What happened?
Yeah, well, first of all, we all know this. Fort Wayne's a great area for baseball. And we do. We try to get a lot of those guys. Some of the guys that we tried to get end up going elsewhere, either in Fort Wayne or somewhere else. But the other part of it is that some of the guys just want to get out of Fort Wayne, and you know, they don't want to kind of stay at home. But we do have some good commitments coming in this year, you know, from the Fort Wayne area that we've hit really hard. So yeah, I mean, we want to hit the Fort Wayne area. I mean, who wouldn't? I mean, right. To me, even when I was growing up, D.C. in Bloomington, Indiana, Southern Indiana, everybody knew about Fort Wayne baseball, and so it's always been good up here. And so yeah, we want to hit that first, but sometimes we don't get them, you know, but it's not lack of effort. It's just lack of getting commitments, you know, from the Fort Wayne kids sometimes.
Yeah, so had to have a little fun with you there.
Sure,
as,
no problem.
You know, I love my 260 kids and I want them to come here. It'd be nice to come down Anthony and see a little bit more Fort Wayne love. So
yeah.
kind of picking on you, but also making some kids aware, like, hey, this is a great college and a great university to come to. Like, I still come here after all these years, and it's just not only nostalgic for me, but like just the vibes. Like, it feels like baseball is here. Like, it feels like a real baseball college. So I want to raise awareness with that as well. So moving forward, you know, what are you switching gears with? What are some things that you're looking as you've got, you know, a couple weekends behind you? What are some things you're working on with the team right now?
Yeah, we're watching our games on video afterwards. We're taking notes during the game and just kind of coming up with coachable moments and some positives to go over the next week in practice. And so what we did a lot yesterday in practice was kind of their first day back, but we also have a lifting day on that day. So we kind of went over some basic stuff, got back into the swing of things, talked about what's in plans for this week, practice and game-wise. And then today we're really starting to get to the hot and heavy stuff. We're going to work on we got to work on some communication with the pitchers and catchers, with some wild pitches or pass balls. We got to work on that today. We're going to work on playing the infield in and working on getting the out at home plate. Just we did fine with that this weekend. We didn't have many plays like that this weekend, but the other team we played did, and they didn't get it done right. So I'm like, okay, that's a great time to go over it. So there's a lot of things that we're trying to do, not just learn from us, but the teams that we're playing against as well. You know, things that come up, and the coaching staff does an amazing job by just adding. We got a list here on the dry erase board behind you that we, you know, this the things that we got to go over and review for practice before we play next. And you know, Coach came up with something the other day about, you know, game winning hit with bases loaded, you score the game winning run, but we got to tell our base runners, you stop at those bases and you stay there till the umpires leave the field.
and you can
join the dog pile at the end, you know. So those are things that we got to just little things like that, just to keep the guys sharp and being well coached, and that's what we're about. So yeah, there's a lot of things we got to work on. As you can see on that drag race, we're going to work on our drag and bump for a hit a little bit more. We're going to work on the green light when we're stealing bases. We actually did really well stealing bases this weekend. I was telling Coach Huff, he did an amazing job with it. We stole nine bases.
It hasn't been that long since I played, so I did some of those when I played. Green light was always my favorite because I'm bigger, so people would sleep on me, and I'm already halfway there. I was back when I was fast. I'm not like that anymore. But I was gonna ask you, like, so of these drills, what are some of your favorites that you think that even high school kids, you know, should be doing at least to get
right
ready?
No, that's a great question. It's not really listed on there because we did it yesterday and we erased it already. But one thing I like to do, we started with our hitting, and when we're hitting inside, we start what we call the daily 20. And the daily 20 are just, we got four drills, and they got to get five in a row of simple drills for hitting, such as ball off the tee, you know, or maybe hitting on the backside, or getting the bunts down, you know, and just doing a hit and run, just things like that. And we do it for 30 minutes. The guys got time to get their daily 20 in for 30 minutes, and then we have two more blocks of 30-minute sessions where we're working on certain approaches. And, you know, it's really just a great way, but it's kind of keeping it more – simple. You're not in an hour and a half time working on 6 to 7 different approaches. You're not trying to overwhelm them. It's like, okay, this is what we're going to do today. This is how we're going to work on it. The other drills that we like doing, and we did some yesterday offensively, we're doing blockade drills and doing what we call an El Diablo drill. And what those drills are is just they're T drills, but it's a drill for the guys to decide if I'm swinging or not. Uh-huh. And we have some guys who are coming off the bench, and you can tell when they're hitting that they're not saying yes, 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 no. And they're basically saying, I don't know if I should swing. Yeah, I'm going to swing. And by that time, it's too late. So So we got to work on not just throwing and hitting, because when you're throwing BP, almost every pitch is going to be a strike. So they're swinging no matter what.
Right.
But now they got to make that decision. Do I take it or do I swing? And so if you can do some drills like that, that would be awesome. We don't get outside very much right now.
Right.
You know, we're going WBA to get out since our field's still frozen. but a lot of times we're out there working on just getting the fly ball reps and the communication between the infielders and outfielders. There's a certain verbiage that we use with that we really like. And then today we're doing a lot of picks from the mound for the pitchers at the WBA. Mm-hmm. We're doing the play at the plate with the pitchers and catchers, as we mentioned. So we're doing a lot of that stuff and some touch and feels going on just to get the guys some flat ground work and so forth. We did a lot of mound work yesterday in practice. So those are things we're kind of doing today. And I mean, it took me about 20 minutes, seems like, to explain it. But it's not a long practice. We get in and get out. So
that's good. So as we get ready for the season, I look outside, and hopefully you don't have one soon, because I think St. Francis has a game Friday, and I don't know how that's going to happen. So when can people look forward to, you know, hopefully coming to Indiana Tech? When's your first home game?
Yeah, I believe it's March 14th, I believe, is our first home game.
So you got a little bit of time.
So March 14th is our first home game. It's a conference game against Aquinas. It's a Saturday, so doubleheader. But yeah, we got a little time. We got our spring break. That's our spring break week, the end of our spring break. So we got Campbellsville this weekend. They're in the Mid-South Conference. They're 8-3. They're great competition. They're really good.
Yeah.
And then the weekend after that, we got Georgia Gwinnett. They're ranked top 5 in the country, I think second right now. Mm-hmm. And then Tennessee Wesleyan as well. So we got some great competition coming up to get us ready for conference. So we'll see where we're at, you know, before that conference game. But yeah, looking forward to getting out here in Warrior Field and getting our first few games in and starting that conference for sure.
March 14th, doubleheader right here on Saturday. I'll be here. So the rest of the Fort Wayne, come support these Warriors right here down Anthony, right here down dead center of our hometown. So come on down, Indiana Tech Warriors. So Coach Kip McWilliams joining us here today. Thank you so much for coming on. I'll let you go because I know you got practice to get to, but it's always great talking with you, Coach.
Thanks, DC. I appreciate your time, man.
Crowd buzz, first pitch in the dirt. Whole city in the stands, rocking same logo. Shirts, DC talking with the voices that we grew up around. Ground crew to the coaches that protected the mound. If you ever felt that pressure with 2 strikes and 2 out, you already know the feeling of the 260 dugout. Yeah, it's that 260 dugout. Pull up, let the stories come out. From the pages to the lights, that's what we about. Four ain't on the cap, we ain't ever gonna bow out. 260 dugout. 260 dugout. From the kids to the pros, that's the route. Every dream gets a swing in the 260 dugout. From the backstop fence to the radio waves. Radio waves. Every small town spark, every big league crave. Big league crave. If you ever caught hope in the palm of your hand, you part of this story. You part of this land. 260 dugout. Pull up, let the stories come out. From the cages to the lights, that's what we about. Four ain't on the cap, we ain't never gonna bow out. 260 dugout. Hey. 260 dugout. DC. From the kids to the